You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We've been talking about how to save money on your real estate and reduce the cost of your capital when you're buying a deal, which is going to give you an advantage over the people you're competing with. I've got to call somebody right after this because we are in the last.
Can you just be my spokesperson, Jim?
Anyway,
jeez,
this is freaking great stuff. So I am going to call you, Saul, right there. And this is tomorrow. Okay, this is tomorrow. This is tonight. But Vivian's doing great. She looks amazing. She was puffy. The puffiness is going down. She's got a little discomfort because the body parts are coming together. They're integrating. Her numbers are terrific. Betty is feeling better. Betty's gone back to work now. We're going to get Betty some more work too. She's an amazing human being, deserves to be nothing short of canonized, that woman. She's on a direct path to heaven as far as I'm concerned. But Vivian's doing well. I'm going to go home and give her the biggest hug that anybody could possibly give. I'm just so proud of her. And I got to say it. I'll say it. I'm proud of me. What I did was just amazing.
I'm so inspired by you. That's just amazing. What a story. I mean, you inspired so many people with that.
Well, it's thank amazing. You. That's yeah. really maybe why it happened.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to rise to an occasion like that. And the only thing that I can really say about that is that what it really did was it demonstrated how much my wife loves me. Because she had to go to dialysis all that time. See, I'm holding up a Wonder Woman doll right now on Facebook. That's you, baby, Wonder Woman. This is me. I'm Superman. That's me. But you're Wonder Woman. My wife is amazing.
They didn't date. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean,
do they know each other?
Well, they're probably good friends.
They're proximate.
They probably arm wrestle.
They're proximate. They're near each other.
Although they would make a cute couple.
Careful with those motions.
If you're on Facebook.
Yeah, but the fab was actually off Facebook.
Avert your eyes.
That was off Facebook. I don't think that people are going to get really... Well, I guess it is kind of like claymation, isn't it? Anyway, Vivian's amazing. She's doing great. She's fitting into clothes that she hasn't been able to wear in years. I got to tell you, she looks hot. I'm very excited. Well, I guess I can't say that. But she's a beautiful human being. I love her very much. She's coming back, and now her brain is in a place where she's starting to be able to really help me and add value. She gets home. She cooks me delicious dinner. I make sure that all of her medicines are right. I have two big jobs now. My big jobs now are making sure her medicines are laid out for her every day and collecting and measuring her urine. That's right. But I do wash my hands afterwards, and she's a machine. All those, she could take over for the pumps that are out here by the airport to get rid of the water afterwards. That Betty gave her a kidney that's the most amazing kidney on the face of the earth. And we're full of love about it. And that's why what we do here on the show is we try to give out the positive energy. We try to give out the love. We try to make you feel good. I know the traffic really, I'm going to say a bad word, Wanda, be careful, sucks. Is that okay? We'll find out.
Do we have a sound effect for that?
We'll find out.
No, we just have a dump button.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. The traffic is the dump button. But everybody needs to relax. The person that cut you off, that person's just got a problem, and you got to let them deal with it. Thank God it wasn't me.
So true.
It is. You know, and the other thing is that it really gets scary out there now because a lot of people, you got to realize that when you're beeping somebody, you don't know who you're beeping and where their head is at. And I got to tell you a secret. Make sure you leave a little bit of space between you and the other car when you're pulling up to these traffic lights, because there's things that happen when people are in that traffic that you don't even know.
Yeah.
So it's really, really a bad time to be super aggressive. Better let people get along and be good and having a relaxed day out there. I want to thank Adam Lipkin for coming in. Adam, you're the C-Pace guy, aren't you?
Thanks, Jim. Yeah.
Now, we can find you on LinkedIn under Adam Lipkin.
You got it.
All right. That's awesome. The C-Pace guy.
The C-Pace guy.
I'm going to tell all my friends. You got to
tell the world.
You got to send me like an email that I can send and give me like a dial in that identifies that it was for me. I can't wait to promote this. This is just amazing stuff.